The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Be advised, mature content ahead. This podcast is brought to you ad-free thanks to the Legion of Demons at patreon.com/notlp. If you like what you hear, there's much more at patreon.com/notlp. Join the Legion. That's patreon.com/notlp. And now the show.
How do you do?
Just a word of friendly warning. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, reform you.
What were you trying to show us on the camera before, Kelly?
I tried to pull up our commando twerking and make you guys look at a woman shaking her ass
yeah.
in my favorite subreddits, but it just wasn't translating. So I'll just have to show you after the quarantine.
Something so to live many for.
So many booty shakes to show you just saved up because they're rolling in. Day after day during this quarantine.
Well, booty shakes, because that's all people have to do is shake their booty.
That's the one. It's one of the silver linings is that it is a...
They're the real heroes.
They are. It's really kind of come into its own now. Hi, listeners. Welcome. Welcome to our little thing, our little party.
Welcome to our nightmare.
Your little thing. Yeah.
Welcome to our little, it's not my little thing, it's our little thing.
Yes, yes, yes.
La Casa Nostra, this thing of ours.
It is not a living podcast. It is our feedback and miscellaneous debris news-ish episode. Just to warn everyone, I really only found three pieces of news, and I searched for quite a while. Three noteworthy pieces of news, and two of them are about Godzilla versus Kong, and I don't know that the information in both of those are really all that different, so we'll see what happens. I really tried. I combed through the one news source that I looked at.
I really tried via one
for
website.
45 minutes to an hour. But I mean, imagine how many things I scrolled through that were not noteworthy. So we are all, I'll tell you who's here with us today. Freddie is here.
Hola.
I'm mostly looking at him.
Yeah?
Well, because you're big on my screen.
I'm big on your screen, I hear, over there in that part of the world.
You feel your screen is one of my main screen.
Yeah.
And then the other four of us are smaller screens. Listeners are like, what is he? Where are they? Thank you for making what I'm saying.
I just turned mine to a four up.
Four up. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Gallery view.
Oh, can I do that?
Yeah.
You should have a gallery view option. You can see all four of us at once.
Dear listener, I'm sure many of you have experience with Zoom now. We're still figuring it out.
So Amy and Freddie are here, and they are in the studio, motherfucker.
Yes.
Because we live here. This is also our home office while we work our day jobs. So
yeah. We've
been spending too much time in here.
And then Andy and I are, where is this goddamn gallery view?
I don't know.
It looks like a little, there's like a tic-tac-toe board icon somewhere. That's the gallery view.
I'm watching Kelly try to figure
it out. I found it.
Yay. Found it.
There we go. Now I can really see you guys. Yeah.
See, anyway. I thought I was the grandma of the podcast. I couldn't figure shit out.
Hello. Mostly it's more about my bad vision, but that is still a grandma kind of thing.
Yeah.
So Andy and I are joining remotely as I have for the last two shows. Andy did last week, but we've upped our game. You guys all look so nice.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Quarantining is treating us well.
Yeah, right.
Last night I was in the middle of a bit of a panic. I felt horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I keep having these moments, and I'm sure a lot of people listening do too, where maybe it's just like a low base level of constant panic that kind of makes you feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
I agree.
Yeah.
So we're joining, but we upped our game. We set up real mics this time instead of just calling in on our phones.
And then there's Andy who's clicking and clacking around with his AirPods.
Jesus, Andy.
Sorry.
Did I not say if you don't move around a lot?
I didn't say anything though. So if I can move around a lot if I don't speak, right?
You're moving your microphone around.
You need to mute your mic if you're going to do a bunch of like mic movement. I'm sorry.
Calisthenics.
You son of a bitch.
But yeah, goddamn you. Yeah. But we are we're carrying on. We're doing this to keep ourselves happy, keep you happy. We want to keep everybody nice and copacetic.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the only normal thing in my life right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Andy's at home. Like you're not working from him. You're on, like, is it okay to say that you're on a leave? And
yeah,
but I do love that you're making it out to the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is awesome.
People are really nice at the park. They're, you know, everybody's saying hi to each other and maintaining distance. So that's good.
Maintain your distance. That is good. It was a beautiful day yesterday. It's pretty nice out today.
Thanks, Al Roker. All right, now to Hoda Kotb.
Top of the morning to you. So I wanted to say this on Origins, and then I decided not to. But I just did a thing I hate.
What's that? Oh, the lip smack? It's okay. As long as you don't use it. Like,
it's the overuse of it. Like, every so often, a normal, it's not even a lip smack. It's a, you know what I mean?
I just swallowed coffee on the microphone too. I think we both did, Amy.
Yes. No, you're fine, Kelly. You're allowed. Give yourself some slack.
People who use that every other word, mm-hmm. if that's, oh, anyway, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Oh.
But so we got together last night as a group and also with Mikey B. To play some games and just hang out over this old Zoom thing. Kai did it again! I'm becoming what I hate the most.
As you age, like, it's worse, too, because
it's like a werewolf thing.
Stuff. You ever listen to Barney years. Frank?
Well, what's funny is, again, it's not even about that. It's just like I'm going to punctuate this by going...
Yeah, it's a comma.
I think Kelly's just going to turn to a big pair of lips.
It's a big pair of lips. But anyway, we got together and we all got to hang out. And it was really nice, you guys. And mm-hmm. I've been saying that this hasn't, listeners, maybe you noticed or not. I have a thing where I don't care about a lot of things. And of course, I don't care about going outside most of the time. And I was kind of like, this isn't too hard for me what I'm doing right now. Like, I like staying inside anyway. But I actually realized when we kind of got together even the night before or a couple nights ago or whatever it was, that happened, right?
I don't know.
Did that, right?
Yeah, we did.
Time has no meaning anymore. Oh, yeah, on the house party thing.
We used house party.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I do miss being around people a little bit.
You care about something.
I don't know.
Does this feed into your, do you have a conflict, an inner conflict, Kelly, because you have an anti-authoritarian streak and of wanting to stay home, and now your desire to stay home is what the authority wants you to do?
Well, as long as what they're doing coincides with what I want, then I feel like I've become the authority and they're my subordinate. So that's okay.
Makes sense.
But it's because I told them what I was doing. They didn't. I did it before they told me to.
We were hipsters. We were quarantine hipsters.
Yeah. You, me and Freddie, we were just like, motherfuckers, we do what we want.
What we want to do is live. It was scary to see like a lack of leadership. Yeah. In almost everything where people were like, well, we're just going to keep the status quo as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. And well, like, it makes you think about what other situations might be like where, I mean, not that this isn't bad, but like, you know, what if a worse situation came along that was sort of progressive this way?
Right.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that it actually really made me feel good to hang out like that. So,
I don't even care. Like when we were hanging out for the Discord party with our patrons the other night, and normally I wouldn't put myself on video because I don't want anybody to ever look at me. I was like, fucking,
she's beautiful.
Let's look. Like I haven't showered. Let's fucking hang out and stare at my gross face. I don't care because I just want that connection with my beautiful babies.
That was probably my favorite Discord event we've done.
Yeah, agreed. It was a lot of fun.
We watched Surviving Edged Weapons, which is a documentary from the 80s that they used to train police.
Yeah, badly.
And it's
yeah, but it was pretty. Whew, yeah. Some of those stabbings.
It was well made, actually.
It was like, intense.
The practical effects. I was like, "Damn, well, some is
of
this
those,
real?"
Some of them were real, Andy.
No.
Yeah, like the pictures of the dead bodies and stuff were.
He
real.
Don't believe.
Yeah,
you.
That was. I mean, I know that was real, but like the reenactments of the stabbings.
Oh yeah,
that's. What
I just like
about.
How they were like martial arts masters and stuff. Like,
yeah,
I'm just like, the cops run into this a lot. Yeah.
I'm not that dumb.
So that's patreon.com/NOTLP. Your continued support, especially in this environment, is amazing to us. So thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we are going to do another meetup. We decided this Thursday we're going to do something.
Oh, shit.
We don't know what yet, but we will be congregating.
Truth or dare.
There's a chance. Probably,
yeah. Let's do yeah. That.
There's a good chance that Thursday evenings throughout this isolation that we will probably be reaching out to everyone on Discord. There's also Pluto TV, which is a free service that you can get on almost any device where it's like free cable TV. If you want to watch something with someone on our and use our server, if you're a patron, you can go there and hang out and talk while you watch something simulcast on Pluto TV. As long as you're on the same channel, they have Mystery Science Theater and Riff Tracks and all kinds of other programming.
Pluto,
but it's nice because it's free.
Mm-hmm.
So good things that are going on right now, anybody?
This, we had a lot of salami last night.
Yeah.
I'm about to eat. My sister just came in with McDonald's fries.
Fuck
so
yeah.
I'm about to eat, those.
Mute yourself.
Yes.
Be extra nice to people working in drive-thrus right now, because one of our neighbors and good friends,
oh, yes.
She's a manager at a McDonald's, and she said that
oh.
People are either being super sweet or extra horrible. So yeah. Try not to be the extra horrible kind of person.
How dare you? I know none of our listeners, I'm not talking obviously to the people who would do this shit.
Yeah.
But like, how dare you take your own fear out on other people right now?
Yeah.
Like, in a normal situation, still how dare you, but we can live with it. But now,
yeah, I think those people are the ones
to be fucking thrown into a pit.
It's like a sociopath type of thing where they're like she was telling us, our friend was telling us that people were threatening them in advance not to mess up their orders at the drive-thru.
Like, you should be lucky.
They're getting
You're lucky.
Mad before anything went wrong. And I'm like, those people are the ones who are like, this is happening to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think they get that it's happening to all of us.
It's surprising how many people are like that.
Those are the people that bought the toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Same thing. Probably.
It is. It's funny. I'm glad I don't know those people, but at the same time, sometimes it's frustrating not to know those people because I want to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
And I want to really get them in a room alone. And I just want to really I really want to go at them verbally and just, I want to tear down to where they are for real and just be like, why are you like this? Like, what is making you do this specifically?
They're cowardly and they're not very self-sufficient, and they
I want
take
them
it
to
out
say that
people.
To me. No, I know. I want to hear the excuses they come up with and reasons so that I can debunk them.
Yeah.
Until we get to a place where they have to admit what you just said. Like, they have to. Yeah. I want that. I know it will never happen. It's an unrealized fantasy. And I have such a good line between fantasy and reality, but this is one of those fantasies that I do wish I could make a reality. And it would be to get a person like that, that does any of the things I think are awful in a room alone, maybe tied to a chair, maybe not. It depends on how much they cooperate. I don't want to hurt them, but I want them to realize how terrible they are. And I want to be the one to break them down to it.
Kelly, I'm really impressed that you took this very calm approach to talking to these people, because you're the same person that said that you want to choke somebody out. Until you see the life like leave their eyes.
So, well, maybe it's growth, or maybe I just don't. Maybe that the transgressions of that individual were so great because they were personal.
By the handful. Inside joke. Speaking of tied to a chair.
That's like how varied Kelly is, like the two extremes of.
He really is. He's very kind.
Scything somebody until and he's not. Talking to them.
Yeah, it is like that.
He can be reasonable is what we're learning.
I was going to say, you saying tied to a chair, Kelly, reminded me that Amy and I, we just got Hulu Live because of this. Well, Amy's mom was canceling her cable, blah, 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 and we share all that stuff. So, but Cassie and Jeremy recommended Hulu Live. I'm really glad they did. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. We have Lifetime now. And all weekend, right now even, they're doing, what was it, Mommy Murder Madness or something. It's like all these movies with mommies in them.
Like killer moms or killer kids killing moms their getting moms. Killed?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They had this one where this actor, she was playing identical twins, as Lifetime is wont to do. Mm-hmm. And one
was it Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No, it was somebody I didn't know from. She's a soap
Lacey
actress.
Chabert. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She wasn't very good acting wise.
No, she wasn't on great. Lifetime.
But the story was just fun. Like there were two sisters that were complete stereotypes. One was the goth girl with the drug problem. The other one was a shopaholic.
Two sisters,
and they had a dark
Rock
history.
Star, you baby.
But anyways, one of them ties the other one to a chair at one point.
Nice.
That's what made me think.
Was she like, but you are in that chair, twin sister. You are.
Listener, right now, Andy is muted. I believe that's because he's eating his fries, but I can't see him. But just know.
Well, he ran off to get something.
Yeah.
He got up real fast after those fries.
Hot fries!
The hottest of fries.
Mm-hmm. I wish I had some hot, salty fries.
I can't eat them anymore, but
they're terrible
I do miss
for
them.
You.
Mm-hmm. So what else is good? What else is good?
Besides hot salty fries?
Besides that.
We had Wendy's yesterday, so you had some hot salty fries.
They weren't.
I eat Wendy's all the time. I get bunless burgers all the time. And
bunless burgers sounds like a strip club.
They did. Bunless burgers. No buns, only burger.
Pancake booties all around.
All around.
These girls are bottomless, but not the way you think.
That was good.
Thank you.
That will.
Andy, did you get your fries?
I'm in the process of eating my fries.
Okay. He's in the fry process.
That's why I was silent.
I'm so glad you muted your microphone for that so we don't have to hear you eat them. That's super considerate.
Yeah.
What a good boy.
See, I'm growing too.
Yeah, he is.
You're a growing boy.
It's growth all around.
Yep.
I really haven't found myself watching too many things, like movies or stuff like that. I have no attention span for reading or like movies or anything like that, but I have been indulging in Parks and Recreation. We've been watching 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah, we're like you guys, we watched some Chappelle show the other night.
Yeah, and we burned through all that.
We watched those two new, the Bert Kreischer and although we'd seen them both live, but there was some stuff on Tom Segura's special that he didn't do at the show we were at, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Doing the same basically. We started Tiger King. We haven't got very far into it, but
I know that's the new hotness, but I had already listened to a lot of that story from last podcast on Side Stories. They were doing a lot of that, and then Over My Dead Body did. So I know a lot of that.
You're going to become one of those jaded people. Like it's only the most obscure crimes are going to get you off.
I know.
Like, you're just going to be like, oh, I've seen it.
Yeah. But did he have exotic animals? So, there was like a whole David Hasselhoff in the cheeseburger vibe with Andy shirtless eating French fries and he had his phone down. So it was like, I was watching him from his crotch eat French fries. without a shirt on.
From his dick's point of view.
Is it like, you're gonna like, is it the blackmail video you're gonna release?
No, it's more like OnlyFans.
Okay.
You're gonna be a very rich man.
I want to be a gainer.
Ah, feeders and gainers.
Well, yeah, pay me money to eat food, please.
You could be a messy boy.
Is that something?
It's from Saturday Night Live.
I don't remember that.
Look up J.K. Simmons, messy boy.
It's like sploshing on Real Sex. Remember that guy?
Maybe. You'll have to see it.
It was an English guy. He had a nose that looked like a strawberry. It had so many pits in it. And he
ran a
magazine where it was about people like playing with food.
Are we caught up on Dr. Pimple Popper?
Oh God.
I need her in my life right now.
No, you don't.
No, please don't talk about that.
You're right. So
I'm afraid you described that like bulbous nose that had the pits in it. I was like,
oh, sorry.
I'm sorry, sir.
I can't eat strawberries anymore.
You poor thing. Yeah. So cool, bros. Balls.
I just want to say something about the Tiger King.
I am the Tiger King.
I just don't want people to forget that he's an awful person.
Are people forgetting that?
I think so, that they're like caught up in the image and the craziness about him.
The glamour?
Not the glitz. Glamour. He's aspirational.
How classy he is.
But you know, he's just so like such a ridiculous person that people don't kind of forget that he's a awful person.
Yeah, he was horrible.
Yeah. And I'm not looking forward to Halloween where I see 50 million iterations of Tiger King.
You know what, Andy? If everything's normal and back to normal in this country,
yeah.
By the time it's Halloween and you see a bunch of Tiger Kings, you're just going to have to fucking deal with it.
As long as you don't have to just see them on Zoom meetings.
Yeah. I should be grateful for all the Tiger King costumes.
I've never been so relieved to see a slutty Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle in all my life.
It's like, I'm a slutty Joe Exotic.
He was already pretty slutty.
He was pretty slutty.
Yeah, that's kind of redundant, isn't it? Yeah.
That's how I felt about I got Rickrolled, as we told you last night, by a post on Facebook. It was very humorous, but it was about our Ohio governor. It's made to look like a real thing. It's that the Ohio governor bans sales of all alcohol. And in these times, who knows? Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the hell? And I went straight past fuck right back to hell. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was so afraid that I backed off the vulgarity. And then I clicked it and it was a Rickroll. And I was like, really excited. And I laughed. I was like, woo!
What a ride.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because Freddie introduced us to the new Rickroll.
The new Rickroll, which is quite a roll.
It's a big roll.
I felt violated. You felt
assaulted?
Assaulted.
I don't know.
Freddie, can ask your consent before rolling you that?
I don't know.
I got me too by Freddie.
You did. I don't know how to explain this to the listeners, but it's a this man is long since passed, but he was apparently a porn star with a ginormous penis. And Freddie discovered that it's the new like Rickrolling right now is to click on a link and get the picture of this man with this huge dick. It's a lot.
Yeah, I looked at it and I started walking side to side just by looking at it.
Never going to give.
Yeah, it hurt just to look at it. And it was a lot. Like, Freddie.
Oof.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tried to assault you with twerking. We all assault each other in this group.
Mm-hmm. Gently assaulted. With comedy.
Gently with tacit consent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, you have my consent to gently Rickroll me with silliness.
To gently assault you.
Gently Rickroll.
Gently roll my Rick.
Gently assaultive Rickroll.
You hear about Mr. Peanut?
He was assaulted. Yeah.
He was lightly assaulted. I love that joke.
Roasted.
That's a good one.
Roasted.
Yeah.
That was a good one. You just let it slip under. You said roasted. I was like, what gentle humor.
The Comedy Central roast of Mr. Peanut.
It's just a live view into the oven.
At the end, they crack him open and eat him.
I love peanuts.
They're good.
At the ballpark, peanuts and nachos with all kinds of nacho cheese and jalapenos on them.
You're not going to have
remember that before the pandemic?
I don't want to sound like a shill here, but I got to tell you, everybody, if you're not eating salted macadamia nuts from nuts.com, not buying the $40 5-pound bag of them.
Jesus Christ. I thought you were going to say Bomba socks.
You're not living a full life.
If you're not laying on your Casper mattress and shoveling expensive macadamia nuts into your perfectly brushed teeth.
I might have a Casper. I might have what the thing you just said.
You have a Casper mattress?
I might.
Did it come in a box and you had to unroll it?
No.
Then it's not.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
But those macadamia nuts are the greatest nuts you'll ever have in your mouth. I guarantee fucking to you.
I don't know. Amy's had some good nuts in her mouth.
I don't know about other sellers.
What do you think, Amy? What's the brand again?
It's nuts.com.
How hard is that to remember, Andy?
They've been around for 90 years. But I mean, I don't think they were called .com 90 years ago.
You know what?
Prescient.
It was just really fortuitous.
I mean, it was just so innocent of Kelly to say, I'm not a shill for nuts. I really like them.
A nut shill.
They're so good.
It's like you're not in the pocket of Big Nut.
I'm not. And it's nuts.com. They got nuts.com. So you know they are a huge nut lobby.
Kelly's not a sellout.
Are they a huge nut lobby or a huge
They're
nut
not paying
lobby.
Me to say this. I just love eating their salty nuts. And they're oily. They're so salty and oily and delicious.
We should go to Hawaii so you can get some fresh macadamias.
Yeah, doesn't Oprah I don't need to.
I get these salted ones from nuts.com easily through the mail. And
but what if they came right out of the roaster and into your mouth?
Oh.
Like hot.
I don't know if these are roasted, but that does sound pretty fucking good.
If they're not mushy, they've been roasted, I think.
Macadamia.
Let's keep talking about it.
I don't know. Walnuts.
Who cares?
Because you can get them raw.
We're trying to get sponsorship from the nut companies.
Nuts to that.
Almonds are a little bit soft, or not almonds. Pecans are a little bit soft if they're not roasted. But they're
pecans, pecans.
I want to say that my favorite nut is the pistachio, but they're very hard to get into. They're just very difficult to get into.
I'm a cashew kind of gal.
Those are good too.
Cashews are delicious. So
they're great in Indian food.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Go for some Indian.
Could you?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they come roasted. But macadamia nuts, there's a thing on here about roasting them at home.
A thing on where? The internet?
The internet.
Put the internet to it.
WikiHow on nuts.com.
Oh my God, Andy is just jamming fries into his face.
Yeah.
He's on mute, thank God, because it will be nasty.
I wish there was a way to mute his face.
They're also
just kidding.
They're very low carb.
Nuts or fries?
Macadamia.
Turn the camera away from his face. Still see your shadow, Andy. It looks greasy too.
You're quaking fry gun. Just devouring shadow.
Oh man. Quaking fry devouring
it's
shadow.
Like some, it's like someone's sleep paralysis nightmare demon. The fry man comes every morning and I can't move. I just have to watch that shadow creature.
Is it like the shadow of Nosferatu? Remember his shadow? Shoving, just creeping up on you?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do. Just shoving shadow fries down his shadow butter.
Nuts.com.
Yep.
Nuts.com.
I just want to say I have a beautiful eating face. I don't know what Freddie is talking about.
You were just jamming like 16 fries into your face at one time.
Well, I wanted to get them down quick so I could talk more. But
you should savor them.
Milk chocolate gummy bears.
Gross.
I'm at nuts.com. I'm just looking.
Okay.
They have some real good sweets too if you still can eat those.
Mushroom chips.
Gah.
No, it's good.
I love mushrooms.
Yeah, you can go suck a butt.
They're lightly fried in vegetable oil.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. It's a quality company, you guys. I don't know what the politics are, but I certainly appreciate their product.
The politics are pretty crazy at nuts.com. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's pretty nuts. All right. Well,
Zawo!
Thank you. You want to move on to the news or anything?
I guess. Oh. I mean, wait. I mean, we have to give Kelly a moment to be ready. So we can banter quickly.
Are you not ready, Kelly?
Can you not tell?
Ready. He's ready. Yeah. All right, good. I mean, I know what he was doing.
All right.
Okay.
Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
The people he kills get up and kill.
Remember, human beings are their food.
So, all right. I have four pieces of news. I thought I only had two. Mm-hmm. Two of them are Godzilla versus Kong related. And again, they might kind of even be the same thing.
It's a 50% infection rate in your news of Godzilla versus Kong.
Absolutely. But let's start with this. And I know I'm not telling Jason Cretton anything he doesn't already know. But Hasbro has released the original 1980s G.I. Joe animated series to the YouTubes for free during this trying time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's so much fun. I really enjoyed G.I. Joe.
Yeah, and in case you don't know what the animated series of G.I. Joe is or what G.I. Joe is, just in case you're one of the millions of people in this country, well, I guess other people are listening to this.
Around the world.
There are a lot of kids that probably don't know what G.I. Joe is.
G.I. Joe is a fearless, globe-trotting, special missions force. And they're called G.I. Joe, which is a huge coincidence, which works to combat Cobra, which is an organization with an evil commander bent on world domination.
Cobra Commander! Cobra Commander!
Oh, bad guys.
It's also Starscream!
It's the evil insurance company that gives you insurance after you quit the job.
And Skeletor! And Skeletor!
I would love to get Starscream, even though Starscream and the other thing I said are like, I think the literal same. Oh, Cobra Commander.
Yeah.
We should get all of the, of those villains in a room together. Has anyone done that? Has Robot Chicken done that?
It'd be the screechiest Zoom meeting.
Yeah. I'm going to make it. We're going to make it together.
All right.
He's an evil commander. He's bent on world domination on land, on sea. And in the air, I did that like Obama, on land, on the sea, and in the air.
Oh, I miss him.
I actually love hearing this in his voice. I'm going to finish it that way. Whenever trouble breaks out around the world, Joe is there, ready to battle.
You're turning into Roosevelt.
That was JFK.
Ready to battle.
Generic president voice.
About American values.
He's going to do all the presidents.
Four score, anyway. Read my lips.
How do you Nixon?
G.I. Joe. Anyway. I can do a Nixon too. Anyway. So that's G.I. Joe in a nutshell, everybody. They're real American heroes.
They are.
Are we back to nuts again?
Mm-mm. So that's news number one. What are your thoughts about that?
I love G.I. Joe. I used to play. Remember the arcade game with a trackball?
No,
it was great. It was an over the shoulder
motor holder.
Yeah. It was like you saw the backs of the two joke hero characters running along, and you could shoot the Cobra guys were coming at you. It was neat.
So it was like an early first person shooter,
kind of. Mm. Except you could see the characters, and you could do rolls. You know, like you'd roll. That's what was cool about the trackball. Is you could roll out of the way of gunfire and stuff.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's fun.
It sounds difficult. I always had trouble with the rollerball games when I was a kid. Yeah. They're hard to control.
Like Centipede.
I loved mm-hmm. G.I. Joe toys, as I've explained on this show more than once. So, good toys.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent toys.
I was more of a Barbie girl, so I didn't play with G.I. Joe that much.
I understand. Those are excellent toys too.
Yeah, well, I had a lot of G.I. Joe Barbie weddings.
Barbie's so much taller than G.I. Joe. Or did you have like the old school G.I. Joes?
They stand on each other's shoulders and you put them in Inspector Gadget's trench coat.
It's like Barbie is like Gandalf to a hobbit.
It was just like the Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, but you had to make do with what you had.
Yeah. It's like she's marrying a child.
Mary Lou Letourneau Barbie.
Mary Kay.
Yeah. Mary Kay Letourneau. Mary Lou Retton.
Mary Lou Retton Barbie is marrying toddler G.I. Joe. All right. Well, I guess news then will continue. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's the same news.
Oh, wow.
I clicked on it again. So The Conjuring 3. What?
Isn't that already out?
No. Supposedly, it's going to be a completely different movie than the first two. So they're not going to remake the first two movies.
Okay.
And say it's three. It's going to be a completely different movie.
Right.
So that's shocking.
Right. Yes. What?
Oh, it's The Devil Made Me Do It, the name of it?
The Devil Made Me Do It. I'm telling you what. I'm not going to read this news to you, and I'll tell you why. Because all of the information, they're not really saying anything. It's just enough to know that it's coming out. But what I'm hoping, and as we all know, the real Warrens, none of us are super fans of, and the Amityville thing is kind of a bummer. However, as a horror idea, I would love to see the final Conjuring movie basically be the Warrens' involvement from their side of things with the Amityville house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fictionalized.
They've hinted at it a few times.
I know.
And then they never, it's like, a little cock tease.
But something about this makes it almost sound like the DeFeo thing. Read it to you. I'll just read it to you. Terror, murder, and unknown evil that shocked even experienced real-life paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine fucking Warren. One of the most sensational cases from their files. It has to be. It starts with a fight for the soul of a young boy. Then takes them beyond anything they've ever seen before to mark the first time in U.S. history a murder suspect would claim demonic possession as a defense. So that does sound somewhat like Ronald
DeFeo. It's not the DeFeo story. It's based on a book called The Devil in Connecticut about a kid who killed his landlord in 1981.
Oh, well, now I'm disappointed again.
But the kid in the movie is the adorable little boy that was in the house on Haunted Hill. Oh. The Haunting of Hill House, what I meant to say.
Well, there you go.
Who played young
Luke.
But
I would.
Remember the big Coke bottle glasses? He's so cute.
I haven't seen it yet. I only saw the first episode, not even the whole first episode.
Oh, wow.
I liked it. I just haven't got back to it. We don't watch a lot of TV.
So good.
I think you say that every episode.
Do you even own a TV?
Yeah.
Now,
we own a couple.
I don't have high hopes for this third Conjuring movie because it's the guy who directed The Curse of La Llorona, which I thought was terrible.
It was terrible.
That's all I've ever heard about it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even like a big fan of like the Conjuring movies anyway. I for me personally, I feel like they're overrated. They had that one good scene with the clapping.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They built an empire on a clap.
Yeah. I just don't like that whole, it's just not, that universe is not for me. So this news doesn't do anything for me.
I'm actually weirdly super into it. And I agree. Listen, I'll freely admit that they're not all great or even good. And I haven't seen La Llorona. And I didn't see Sinister 2. I know there's some debate. We all have some debate on whether or not Sinister falls into the Conjuring universe. And again, I will always put it firmly within the Conjuring universe.
There's no proof for or against that theory.
Firmly.
I know.
So you can believe whatever you want for now.
I will. And it's more about the Wanverse. And but I actually do like all these kind of different sort of demonic entity movies where they're kind of over the top, but they do seem to try to spook you out.
I like to see every one of them when they come out. I don't regret seeing La Llorona.
Yeah.
I mean,
and some of them are weaker than others. Listen, The Conjuring 2, I actually like it, but it's certainly, I think, one of the weaker entries.
Did you see the latest Annabelle Comes Home?
Not yet.
We were watching. I fell asleep because I was just wiped out, but what I saw of it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I loved Annabelle 2 is like my number two.
Your big poop?
Firm brown.
It's my firm brown number two in the series. Annabelle 2, great movie. Yeah.
Great.
I mean,
happening, and it's not the DeFeo case, so yeah. That news was sort of stunted there.
It feels like they're all in the same universe. You know how like the Marvel movies, they all feel like...
That's what I like about it. Yeah.
There's like a very like a thematic thing throughout them, whereas the DC universe,
agreed,
they all seem scattershot.
Yeah.
But I feel like the thing about this Conjuring universe, I cannot tell when the movies apart at all. If you asked me to describe the Conjuring 1 and 2, the difference between them, I don't think I could.
I wish Sam Raimi had made a Drag Me to Hell universe.
Mm-hmm.
I could have immersed myself in that world. I like to think that and Evil Dead are in the same universe.
I wish, well, certainly I agree. I wish Sam Raimi would direct a Conjuring universe movie.
Well, he's doing Doctor Strange.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Brought back to the Marvel fold.
And it's going to be a horror film. At least that's what they're saying so far.
Oh, that's what she said. I think you told me.
And there's a rumor that's I'm really pumped about, which I think is a real cute idea. I don't know if they're going to do it or not, but they're talking about bringing the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man because of the multiverse element.
Oh,
that it's going to be like, that was one of the multiverse things. They'll have him come back. So I think that's kind of cool. It'd be neat to see all the guys who played live action Spider-Man do like an Edge of the Spider-Verse.
Spider-Man's.
I was going to say, is he going to be sort of an older Peter Parker and he meets young Tom Holland and they're like, what?
Oh God.
I can see that though. Marvel loves do it. Like now that they've blown, I feel like they love to like go as deep meta as they can with the shit.
Yeah, they've got some balls as far as screwing with the continuity now that they have a built-in explanation to do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great thing about comic books.
Yep.
So, first piece of news about my very favorite shared cinematic universe. Eliza Gonzalez. You thought I was going to say Godzilla versus Kong, weren't you?
I thought you were going to say Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
Or are you glad he didn't say banana?
Eliza Gonzalez, who is in Godzilla vs. Kong, says that fans are going to be really happy. That's what they always say. And I always am, but a lot of people aren't. However, supposedly, and again, this is just written on the internet, so I don't know if it's true. There's no one's called me and told me this from the studio, but early fan reactions have called Godzilla versus Kong, which is directed by Adam Wingard, the best modern MonsterVerse movie. I don't know why they're not calling it the Monarch Universe. And this actress, this Eliza Gonzalez, she says, "Yeah, everything's been done."
I agree. It's good.
Yeah. Everything's been done. These movies take a long time because there's a lot of CGI in them. But yeah, we've done everything.
Is she shouting this interview into
it's
the wind?
How I imagine it.
Yeah.
She sounds like a real dum-dum the way you read it.
6 feet apart from the reporter. Yeah.
We've done everything. And
it's good.
Creating these incredible characters.
It's good. Yeah.
I'm just really excited to see it because it's these two worlds colliding. The fan base for Godzilla versus Kong is incredible. When I say that I'm in the movie, people are like, "Oh my God." Seeing that fanaticism and seeing how excited they are to see the movie makes me really excited. I think they're going to be really happy.
Aww.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But yeah, there just seemed to be a lot.
It's a very Counting Crows. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she continues. She says, Adam Wingard is so talented. Both stories are going parallel, as you'll see. Without giving anything away, it's a large cast as well, and it was really fun to be a part of it. there's so much going on, but
I don't know. I was just there for my scenes.
The heart of it is two young girls as well, which is such a positive message for society nowadays. It's just, I'm going to leave this woman alone now because I don't know that I can read it in a way that isn't
condescending.
It doesn't sound condescending because that's just how some people talk.
Yeah. I just like
around here, Godzilla.
Big Godzilla reason to believe. Yeah.
So, Kelly, did it say when it's going to be released, or did the
well, my other thing?
Oh, is this did I put the cart before the horse?
Well, you didn't, but it's just interesting. It was supposed to be released this month.
Wow, that's early. I didn't know it was going to be this early.
This other piece of news that I had. And it's from 16 days ago, so this is not an accurate headline anymore. But if you travel back in time 16 days from today, it will be Godzilla versus Kong was supposed to open today, 16 days.
Oh.
But that's okay. Their synopsis is just like monsters fight. Like, we know that. Yeah.
I mean, what more do you need, really? Everything else is just fluff and filler. Do you care about the story in Godzilla movies?
No. Can I tell you? Listen, I want to stop you right there because I have a gripe.
Mm-hmm.
I have a gripe. And I'm not. Anyone can criticize any movie for whatever reason they want. That is a right you have. However, I'm going to step in and give you my perspective on how I feel about your stupid feelings. Not you guys. This is I'm addressing.
Not anyone who can hear this.
I'm basically addressing faceless Redditors, but I'm sure some of you share. I'm sure some of you share this opinion, and so you can have it. Sure you can. But what I hear overwhelmingly from supposed quote unquote Godzilla fans is about how Godzilla King of the Monsters was ruined for them by the behavior of the human being characters and how stupid they were, how stupid the things they said were. And here's what I want to say to you, fuck faces, is that Godzilla King of the Monsters, and there's you step to me on this, please, face to face. It is nothing but shout outs and homages to the original Toho series. And if you're a fan of those movies, which ostensibly, if you're super into Godzilla, you know, I don't know, you should be. I'm not saying you have to be, but don't. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Long story short, monsters go.
You can't, like, it is such a complete Toho style movie. The human characters in all of those movies are stupid and boring and say dumb things, and their storylines just take away from the monsters. And I keep hearing, because there are people like me who say, but the monster fighting was awesome. Who even cares about the people? And then the people are like, I care more about the people.
The people are there for scale.
Don't watch monster movies then.
In Godzilla movies, the people have the same function as a quarter in the picture of a collectible.
Agreed. I'm glad that we're on the same page about this, because it really couldn't matter less to me what they do. The less they like, that's actually Godzilla 2014. You know, I love it, but there was too much people.
Yeah.
Godzilla King of the Monsters. The people might've been stupider. That's sort of an argument. People are like, yeah, but the people were stupider.
Ear lizard, but there's
less of them. And there's more monster interaction. And so if you can watch King Ghidorah come slithering up out of that ice flow, trying to eat individual human beings, which was a gripe someone made. They're like, he wouldn't even care about individual. Well, that's not scary. Go fuck yourself. But if you can see that awesome scene of his head slithering across the ice and then still have the balls to talk about like the stupid shit Vera Farmiga says in her dialogue, You don't deserve to watch this movie. You don't deserve to have Godzilla.
Should be taken from you.
Because it's people like you that are going to make them unable to get a budget. And I want them to keep making this because I love the Monarch universe. I do think Kong Skull Island is the best of the three so far.
But that was just on TBS yesterday. I was watching it.
It's such a great movie.
It's fun.
I really do think it handles the people, the monsters, dynamic the best. I think in terms of like the cinematography is actually really beautiful. I love the blending of the time frame. That's a really great movie. There are a few gripes I had about design, certain monster designs, but anyway, I'm just saying there's going to be a lot of monsters fighting in these movies, and I want them to keep making them. So hush your mouth if you don't like the people shit. Hush your mouth.
Hush your mouth if you don't like people shit.
Anyway, Amy, you've been very quiet over there.
Sorry. I don't have a lot of thoughts and feelings about Godzilla. I enjoy the movies when I watch them.
No, that's I appreciate that. I just wanted to check in with you.
Plus, I didn't want... I have a small bit of news to tack on to the end when we're done.
Oh, that's excellent. I wanted to make sure you weren't over there like, I'm one of those people, Kelly.
People.
What do you want to do about that? You want to fight right now?
I want to fucking fight.
Freddie and Amy, have you seen the Godzilla King of the Monsters?
No, it's in our queue.
Yeah,
we haven't watched it yet.
It's so
funny. I have so many movies in our queue right now.
He keeps fucking up our queue where I can't find the shit I'm watching because he adds 73 movies every day. Yeah. I'm like, you're never going to watch this shit. And stop making me watch everything with you. I just want to live my life.
We're in 900 square feet here.
You got to let me know when you hit up GKOTM because...
GKOTM, baby. Chikatum.
Mm-hmm.
Chikatum.
So what were you adding to this? What were you adding to this?
So I saw on Bloody Disgusting that Tuesday, March 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Women in Horror Facebook group page, they will be screening for Freezies, Strangers Pray at Night.
With
Johannes Roberts and Damian Maffei chatting with everybody and answering questions. So if you don't know The Strangers Pray at Night, it was filmed locally and stars.
Yeah, two of us.
Freddie,
in this room.
Andy, and Mikey B as stars, extras in one of the scenes.
We're very pivotal characters.
Yeah, should we crash a viewing party? Like,
no.
Hey, what about us?
We're here to ask
people are gonna be so starstruck, and they're gonna be like, "Oh shit, the dire people are here!
Oh my god,
the way you ate that rubber chicken! Oh my!"
I mean, you guys probably at some point could parlay this into con appearances. You could do signings.
Yeah, I was the man in diner.
based on a few of the more questionable extras that have had tables at cons.
It was a lot of fun being there for that, and then I went back for a set visit and got to see a bunch of special effects stuff be done, and it was a great time, and I'll always be thankful to Damien and John and Johannes.
You're close-ish to Christina Hendricks.
Very close.
That's awesome. That's worth the price of a popcorn right there.
It was worth the price of popcorn.
That's what I'm going to start saying these days for everything.
The price of popcorn.
Yeah.
It's like, give me
my new old manism.
Yesterday.
What's the price of popcorn right there?
Like, how much does that cost in popcorn?
Yesterday, I was talking to my mom, and she reminded us that she doesn't have a microwave, and Freddie was just aghast and said, but how do you make popcorn?
Well, no, let me explain.
Because she loves popcorn so
she
much.
She doesn't love popcorn. She loves microwave popcorn.
Right.
So this is what you need to hear, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Mary Ellen, I know you're probably listening, and I find strange. I've noticed you really love microwave popcorn. Whenever she house sits, we try to make sure we have microwave popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
She buys microwave popcorn.
Yeah.
She doesn't own a microwave.
Yeah.
Look at it wistfully and longingly.
No, she cracks it open and puts it in a pan and pops it.
Oh, well, you could just buy big old bags of
it's way cheaper.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
She does things her own way and you leave her alone.
She did. She's a unique person.
Yeah. I love her.
I love her too.
She's perfect and still healthy right now.
We didn't have a microwave till very recently.
Yeah. I was incredulous. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Did you have one now. Did you buy microwave popcorn before you had it? You guys don't eat it at all anymore. Is that not keto or is it?
No, it's not keto.
It's
whole grain. That's too bad.
I do like popcorn.
It's good for your colon.
What really got me was just
You have diverticulitis.
The minute she says, I don't have a microwave, Freddie was like, But how do you make popcorn?
You know why I associated
you have
mom.
To have it.
I associated her with popcorn.
No, you have an unhealthy obsession with popcorn.
I love popcorn.
You love popcorn.
I haven't had popcorn. I've had popcorn once since this whole isolation thing has begun. One time.
What does
one
that
time.
Mean?
That's odd, right?
Yeah. No. One time. Not one nine time. Times.
Not nine times.
We bought extra.
Yeah, we bought some extra.
Do you know what you can't get right now?
Stretch.
Fuck your toilet paper. I can't get coffee creamer.
No satisfaction?
Well, I just drink straight cream, so.
Yeah. If you want to participate in that strangers thing, go to bloodydisgusting.com. All the info is there, including the link to the page. It'll be Tuesday, March 31st at 8.
So 2 days from now.
Yeah, and if you have questions for us about our experience on the set, you know, send it our way.
It's a great movie.
It's a lot of fun.
I really enjoyed it.
Actually, just break into the discussion and ask us directly on the discussion page while they're doing it. We'll answer. My name is in the movie, so I'll answer questions.
Yeah, my name's in the credits too. I wasn't even there.
They didn't show up. You guys didn't show up for work, essentially.
Well, I called
is
in.
What that means.
Yeah, I called
I
in.
I said I wasn't coming.
Yeah, it was definitely known.
Amy called in scared.
It was late.
Yeah.
Yeah, too late.
It was too late.
You had to go all the way to Kentucky.
Uh-huh. I was like, I got substances to ingest. Mm-hmm.
we didn't get our ice cream still.
Nope.
And you never got your ice cream.
And you never will.
That's going to be my last words on my deathbed.
Where
ice
is
cream?
Ice cream.
For the love of popcorn. You didn't even get your ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that all the news you guys have?
Yes.
Because Stuart Gordon passed away on the 24th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's been so much.
Yeah. He. You know him probably best known for Reanimator. But also just a number of awesome adaptations of Lovecraft stuff, a great original stuff, including Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, all kinds of great shit.
God, so, I love
it. Was that movie King of the Ants?
I think he did that one. He wrote that, I want to say.
Yeah, that was more of like that was more like a less of like a it was horror, I think. But.
He directed it. Charles Higson wrote it.
Yeah.
But George Wendt.
Where to go?
I've always been a fan of his The Pit and the Pendulum. Have you ever seen that with Lance Henriksen as Torquemada? It's a fun movie. It's really like
Torquemada? That's what it sounded like.
Torquemada. Oh shit. That's gotta be somebody's cam girl name.
Yeah, I can't imagine like Lance Henriksen shaking his ass on camera.
Torquemada. Get on that internet.
Get all over it. But go and enjoy some Stuart Gordon joints.
Stuart Gordon.
In memory of. Also a notoriously fun guy, convention circuit person. If you follow, when these things happen, you get an influx of, hey, look how nice Stuart Gordon was. I got a picture with him. And I'm like, there he is. That's Stuart Gordon. I love him.
There he is with that guy I know.
I love how bizarre some of his stuff is. Him and like Brian Usna and all those guys, they brought.
Oh yeah, the Lovecraft crew.
Yeah, they brought some really interesting stuff to, especially when I worked for Blockbuster Video back in the '90s. Like they were, we were always excited when something they were working on was coming through. So that's all I have to say about that.
R.I.P. sir.
Goodbye, sir.
Yeah,
I don't know why I said that after you just said R.I.P. sir. It was just like a
goodbye.
It was so unnecessary.
Go bye-bye.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, go bye-bye.
I think I'm losing my mind. Okay. What's up next?
Up next.
We decided to do April Fools for April.
Yeah.
Because we're creative like that.
Oh, shit. What do you think about that, motherfucker?
So these...
actually shocked that we haven't done that already.
I know.
Yeah, I was really surprised too.
And we're not just saying the movie, we're saying that as a theme for the month of April. We're doing April
pranks
Fools.
And stuff. Yeah.
Pranks gone wrong, essentially.
Yeah,
right?
Boy.
And we settled on doing Terror Train for our first main attraction. And for the second, we're going to do Hell Night, the Linda Blair joint. I like saying joint today.
Joint.
I wish I had.
Joint.
Joint.
The,
I thought you said it was Jamie. Is it Jamie Lee Curtis or Linda Blair?
She's Jamie Lee Curtis in Terror Train.
Hell Knight. Oh. Hell Knight is Linda Blair.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Hell Knight's not the.
Sweet.
The no. lipstick and the titty. What's that?
That is Night
that's
of the Demons.
That's Demons.
Oh, yeah, shit.
The
Demons. Where am I?
That's Linnea Quigley.
Oh, my God.
Got the night right.
Yeah. And then our third main attraction will be picked by some lucky
listener
subscriber to our mailing list. So you could go our NOTLP.com and subscribe to the mailing list by the Dracula stamp. Sorry, Kelly. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just saying, I'm actually really normally, as you know, 80s slashers are not my my cup of tea. But I'm actually really excited about these just because I feel like we've been doing a lot of, I mean, not all of our features have been serious, but I feel like we've done several, and even on some of the Rush Roulettes have been real serious. So I'm kind of looking forward to just some like weird, goofy 80s just mayhem.
Yeah, I really enjoy these, both of these. I don't remember a whole lot from the Jamie Lee Curtis movie, but Hell Knight I've watched over and over again because it was one of those I think we saw at the drive-in, and I have like a real deep emotional attachment to all those movies. Oh, yeah. So like it's just like childhood.
I get it.
You know? So I always liked that one. There's a bit in that one with a rug that always really creeped me out as a kid. And that's all I'll say about that for now.
Super. I'm real jazzed about this.
He soups jazz, yo. Soups.
Yeah.
I'm psyched out of my mind.
He's fucking rolling around, brah. Yeah, I don't know that we have like the people email and voicemail. It's more like we've just all been chatting on all the social media platforms, and we're all just
social meads.
We're socialing our meads, and we're telling each other what to watch, and bolstering our immunity to severe depression. You know, interacting with you guys as much as I can is like a shot of vitamin C to my heart.
Oh, vitamin C. I was going to make a joke about vitamin C is bad to, it's not good to take when you have corona. I don't know. I was going to go somewhere and then I was like, I don't have a lot of jokes about coronavirus, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
I thought you were going to talk about the singer, Vitamin C.
Oh, the graduation song?
Yeah.
I don't even know that song. How does that song go?
I don't know.
I think you know.
I remember the,
yeah, you know.
I kind of
just
know
sang it.
The vague melody is all I know.
Why was it the graduation song? I always remember people would say that, and then I never listened to it.
Because it was called the graduation song.
Oh, did they play it at graduations?
Yeah, that was the name of the song, wasn't it?
Hold on, I'll look up the lyrics, and I will speak them.
It's like, as we go on, we'll remember all the times we spent together.
Oh, it sounds really stupid.
How do you know this? It's
terrible.
Because it's a scary movie, too.
Why are you like this?
It's a scary movie too.
Where are you?
She had crazy color hair, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's orange, like Lulu or something.
It was like orange because it was a vitamin C.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to get through this just fine.
Yeah, listeners.
Knock on wood.
I mean, you got through this ramble fap, so.
Ramble
I mean,
fap! I like that.
All right.
So, you know, you can get the coronavirus.
Right?
Andy, did you ever get to mail out Devin's shirt and pen?
No, I'm sorry. It's like it's, the fear of going out.
I understand.
It's holding me back.
I'm sure that Devin understands that. And that it might things might take a little extra time right now, considering.
Yes. And when you do get your shirt, please... boil it.
Did you say broil it?
Boil it. And then spray it down with Lysol just in case.
And Dennis, Canada, we got to get your stuff out to you too. And
I hope you also understand.
Thanks for joining the Discord event. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
It was a full house too.
It was. We had all kinds of people on there. I feel like this week it'll probably be at least that many, if not more. So... hopefully, what I'll do from now on is I'll probably just post a link to a meeting room in the patrons' view of our Patreon page, so that everybody can just go there directly instead of interacting on Discord.
Patreon.com/NOTLP.
We can do a little more with Zoom. So, all right.
Do we want to say hi to our Beelzebubs?
We do. Ernie Perez.
Let's do.
That's hey, my Ernie. Dude.
I hope you're well.
What's that? What was that sound?
Yeah, apparently it's the Loud Motor Parade.
Was that a car?
Jeez.
Yeah, I guess.
Somebody need a muffler. I'm not going to pay a lot for this muffler. I'm not going to muffle a lot for this paler. So, Ernie Perez, Elise.
Hey,
baby, you're downstairs. And I can't wait to see you.
Thanks for playing with us last night. We had so much fun.
We did. She was kicking ass in that one game until you came from behind.
She destroyed us at Quiplash.
Amanda.
Hi.
Cassie and Jeremy. Hey.
Oh, my God.
I saw your shirt.
Yes. Jeremy wore his shirt for us on the
that was exciting.
Zoom meeting the other night.
Thanks again for recommending Hulu Live. Maybe we, one of these nights, we'll check out The Masked Singer with you guys. I know they watch it live. That's part of the conversation we had. Mark Watts.
What's up, sir?
Blake Heath.
Hi, Blake.
Bill Farner.
Hey.
Bill.
Tree.
Get out of New York City now.
Or don't, because then you're going to bring it. I don't know what to do.
Stay sealed in.
Yeah.
Tree and Alex.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
Babies.
I own a good one.
I own a great one.
Jeff Lancaster.
Jeffrey.
My name is Yaf. Brandon and Emily.
Hi, babies.
You guys.
Be safe.
How you holding up?
I thought of Emily when we were watching those Lifetime movies yesterday.
Oh, she's probably seen the ones we were talking about.
Probably.
She posted a real nice thing about Stewart Gordon and about the time she met him on Facebook. So exactly. It was real touching. I saw that.
That's the sort of thing I was saying. Like, apparently everybody had good experiences with Stewart Gordon. And you know what else? Everyone's had good experiences with Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Two gems.
Undoubtedly.
Two priceless gems together.
That's not what I heard from the NYPD. You know what I'm saying?
That's different. When you're at loggerheads, what does that even mean? Bill Chandler.
Bill.
Todd DePompo. I don't know what that was.
Chad.
Todd DePompo.
Todd, you need to fucking go muzzle your governor. Governor of Florida.
Muzzle Your Governor would be a great band name.
Yeah.
It would be a good band name. And then Dennis Kennedy, our newest.
That's my dude.
Yay. Dennis!
And we'll get all those goodies, those feelies as they call them. I wonder if people will stop calling them feelies now that we've had a pandemic.
What are you talking about?
You never heard that expression? When you support something and you get something physical in return, a lot of people call those feelies.
I've never heard that.
Heard that in my life.
I think it comes from like the gaming community or something. I don't really know. I always thought it was weird.
Feelies.
Sounds like something.
Unless I dreamt it. Is it like toast fucking?
Did your creepy uncle tell you that?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
It sounds like one of those cutesy words.
Yeah, like I don't like it.
It's like a quirky, cutesy, cute, like quirky nerd stuff.
Quirky nerds.
Could be a quirky thing.
I'm not trying to hassle anybody. It's just quirky. Well, so that happened.
Yeah, we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this makes me feel better. Just recording the show just for you guys. It's nice we have a community.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Little did we know 12 years ago or however long that we were building this community. Or 14 years.
It's coming up, our anniversary. Yeah.
14 years ago, we were building this to keep us sane through the coming up pandemic. Who knew? Who knew?
It's interesting when you think about it.
Yeah.
So last week, we ended on a song by my fake band, The Obliging Victims. It was a Satan song, The Old Goat. I hope you liked it. I'm wanting to throw these out there for people who don't know them because it's quarantine time and everybody's making little music and stuff for people to enjoy if that's what they do. So I want to share these. So just to recap quickly, I've done this project on my own, playing all the instruments and writing everything, recording it, etc. Although I guess have to give Colin, my son, credit. He mics up my drums for me. And I'm creating this fake band's fake album, which is like a stoner psychedelic kind of rock album. It's it's Skull kind of horror-ish related. Some of it's based on specific actual movies. Some of it's inspired by others. And this song isn't inspired by any particular movie. It's more of a sort of murder ballad from the perspective. Usually a murder ballad is told by someone who's murdered someone, singing to the person whom they've murdered. this is more someone who's sort of connected to the murderer from the perspective of someone who is sort of there to help. It's a romantic murder ballad. Well, I guess a lot of them are, but you'll see. Anyway, it's called What Happened Here. And I hope you dig on this shit. I'm very proud of the drums on this. Also, I started
this. Sorry, Kelly, I cut you off.
No worries. I would say I started this to teach myself drums. So enjoy.
Thanks, man. I came back home to find you there, sitting naked and serene, just brushing out your hair. Something was very wrong as you kept humming some old song. I saw blood splattered everywhere.